Lord takes care of us. Amen.
Yeah.
He's always with us through the good and through the bad.
Yeah.
Amen. And I believe that today. Amen. I've got a little bit of scripture here, and I'm not gonna carry y'all too long. But the Lord's message has to go out. Amen. It's for somebody here, whether it be just for me or whether it be somebody else. This message is for somebody today. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 2. We're going to start from verse 29. I'll give y'all a minute to get there. I thank the Lord for what He does for us, how far He's brought us, amen, how far He's brought us as a church, for the past year that we've been here, and what the Lord has done for us, and how we continue to grow, not just spiritually, amen, but some number, with improvements happen to the church, and so many things going on, amen, at this church. I wasn't here 7 years ago, 8 years ago, to see it at its worst, but I'm here to see it at its best, amen. And I hear stories of how far it's come. Church, we should be thankful. And always remember what God does for us today. Always look, amen, to where God and the starting point and now the finishing point here. Amen. I believe God's got big plans for this church. And I know God's got big plans for us individually. Amen. Today, church, if we just open our hearts and minds, amen, to His Word today. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 29. And the Bible says, "Wherefore will you plead with me, ye all have transgressed against me, saith the Lord? In vain have I smitten your children, they received no correction. Your own sword hath devoured your prophets, like in destroying a lion. O generation, see that the word of the Lord, have I been in the wilderness into Israel, land of darkness? Wherefore see my people, we are lords, we will come no more unto thee. Can a maid forget her ornaments, or a bride for her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me. Days without number." Amen. I'm going to stop right there. And I'm going to talk a little bit about this. I was saying this morning, sometimes, amen, my memory go as far as from here to the back door. Amen. I can't remember nothing. People, you think you're up in age and you can't remember nothing. Guess what? I'm 33, 32, and I'm just right there with you. Amen. I always say people can tell me something and 5 minutes later I'll forget it. Amen. That's just the way it is. But as Christians today, amen, we need to make sure we have a long-term memory when it comes to what God has done for us today. Amen. We need to remember how far He's brought us. We need to remember, amen, how far back we look back into our lives and how deep in sin we were. Amen. And God saw fit to bring us back. Amen. Amen. To bring us to Him. Amen. We need to remember that today. Church, I'm telling you, this wicked world's in a bad shape. Amen. This nation, amen, once was a great nation. Amen. We were founded on Christian principles. Amen. We were founded on the right reasons. But somewhere down the line, we've gotten misconstrued. Somewhere down the line, we've messed up somewhere. And I tell you, church, today, we've got people, amen, in this world making wicked decisions for this nation. Amen. Today, and I'm not getting into politics, but I'm just telling you, I'm trying to get you to say, trying to give me what I'm saying here. Amen. I look back and I see how far God's brought us. And now this world is coming to a point where we think we don't need God anymore. We come to a point where we think God doesn't need to be in the forefront of nothing anymore. Amen. We're taking Him out of every possible thing there is. Amen. This nation is crashing right before our very eyes. Today, but let me tell you something. Amen. I look back as a Christian today. I look back and I remember, amen, how far God brought me from. And I remember, amen, when He saved my soul. I remember those days where I was sick in body. Amen. And I had a flu. Amen. I had pneumonia. I've had bronchitis. Amen. I've had sickness. But I know. I remember. Amen. God did the healing that day. I remember. Amen. Where I've gotten sick. Amen. Sin sick. Out of this world. And I remember. Amen. God saved me. Amen. He brought me out of it. But I won't forget that stuff. I won't forget those days. Because that's brought me to the very point that I am today.
Amen.
Never forget what God's done for you.
Right.
Amen. The Bible says, he was talking to the people where he said, my people have forgotten you days without number. Amen. I truly believe that means for a long time. Amen. Y'all went on and you've forgotten about me. Amen. But I remember the Lord says many times, remember my statutes. Remember my commandments. Love thy neighbor with all your heart. Amen. Love your brother and sister. Treat them right. Amen. Don't talk bad about them. Amen. Remember that stuff. I remember everything. And I'll tell you, church, today, amen, today we've got to a point and we don't want to remember the commandments.
Right.
And we don't want to remember the statutes.
Amen.
And we don't want to remember the can continue living on with your life. Amen. But I'm here to tell you something today, church. Amen. I will always remember. I will never forget what God has done for this nation and what He's done for me.
Amen.
Amen, church. Amen. We seem to forget. Amen. I talked about, I told a story about my buddy. Amen. He, you know, for some reasons, my friends, they think that I can override God's decision for some reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Amen. If they're doing something in their life they know, amen, is wrong, and they know the Lord's convicting them of it, and they're saying that they just have a gut feeling ain't right, they'll say, Caleb, well, I need your opinion on something. Amen. I've got a question for you. And this one instance I was talking about today, I had a buddy of mine, amen, that was on drugs, was on meth, was on pills, was on alcohol. Amen. You put it in front of the brother took it. Amen. He was deep. I'm talking deep out there. Amen. To a point where some people think there was no hope for him. Amen. But he got one day turned his heart over to God. Amen. One day got saved. Amen. Got in church. Got his family in church. The drugs and alcohol had no place in his life. Amen. But he come to me. He said, Caleb, listen. Amen. I've got a question that's been bothering me. What do you think about drinking? What do you think about having a drink here and there? What's that mean to you? And I got to thinking, amen, for a minute. And I asked him, I said, listen, buddy. Amen. Did God take the drugs away from you? He said, yes, He did. Amen. Did God take the bars away from you? Yes, He did. Amen. Did God take all this other junk away from you? Yes, He did. Amen. But did He take the alcohol away from you? Yes, He did. Amen. And he said, well, I'm having a hard time understanding. You know, he took the alcohol away. He took the alcohol away from you. I believe it'd be a slap in God's face if you go back to it.
Exactly.
You might as well go back to the bars. You might as well go pick up that needle again. Hey, you might as well go get that pill and take it. Hey, man, because it's a slap in God's face. I believe if God takes it all away, I believe if God cleans this old body up, I believe He cleans this temple up. I believe we need to keep it clean. I believe we need to do a complete thorough cleaning every week. Every day. Hey, man, there's nothing wrong with asking forgiveness. There's nothing wrong with repenting. Hey, man, because it's all part of God's Word and His plan.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Apparently he forgot what God did for him.
Right. Amen.
Amen. He forgot how far God brought him out.
Yeah.
He forgot the things that God took away from him.
Yeah.
Amen. But all he wanted was, man, I'd like to hang on to this one thing, Brother Jerry. Mm-hmm. Amen. I want to hang on to that one thing that God took away. One thing ain't going to hurt, Caleb. I've got another one. This may touch somebody's nerves here, but that's all right. Amen. I had another guy, and they all might have different opinions about this as y'all. I've had another friend of mine, good close friend of mine, and I've been working on for a long time. Amen. Trying to get him steady in church. He said, Caleb, he said, listen, we're playing golf. He said, Caleb, listen, he said, I've been thinking about getting something done, and I want your opinion on this. Keep in mind, church, I'm not God. Amen. God says it's wrong, it's wrong. If He says it's right, it's right. Caleb Bright cannot change that. I want you to know that. Amen. But I believe God was convicting him of this. He said, Caleb, listen, I want to get a big tattoo up down my arm. I want to get a big tattoo on my side. I want to get a big tattoo here and there. Amen. Listen, church. I sit there and ask myself, listen, buddy, has God spoke to you about this? Well, I don't know. Amen. Are you asking me about something? Well, yes. Guess what? God's convicting you of that.
Right.
He's telling you what you need to do. Caleb can't overturn that decision for you today. But I can tell you one thing I can do. I can pray for you. I can pray that you make the right decision. I can pray that you follow God and not Caleb.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Amen, church. Am I saying it's wrong? You know, that's your decision. I believe that's between you and God. That's not my. That's not a field I'm willing to play ball on right now. Amen. But I will tell you this. Amen. When I think about what all God's brought me from, when He took the alcohol away from Caleb, He took the bars away from Caleb, He took the filthy language away from Caleb. Amen. He took all these things, just lying to people from Caleb. Amen. When He took that away from me, I remembered that, Jerry. I didn't forget it. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to spend the rest of my life, every day of my life, 365 days a year, and I'm going to try to serve God the best of my ability. Because I remember, amen, where He brought me from. Amen, it talks about, amen, further up, we read the verse. Amen, it talks about the Lord being with Israel in the wilderness. Amen, we talk about Pharaoh having his locks and Egypt having their locks on the children of Israel. Amen, I got to thinking back in that day. Amen, these people were locked up. Amen, within this city, in this town. Amen, they knew they wasn't giving out. I believe in their mind, their hope was gone. Amen, there's nobody that can save them now. Amen, they're locked up for good. And nobody's going to get them. But along came Moses. Amen. Amen. Moses went and spoke to the burning bush. Amen. A bush that was on fire. And I believe the bush told Moses, take your shoes off. You're standing on holy ground. Amen. Church, let me tell you something today. Amen. Moses followed the orders of God. Hey, he said, go get my children out of there. Amen. They had no place there. Just tell them. If they ask, that I am sent you. Amen. That's all they need to know. Amen. And I remember how Moses went in. Amen. And God has got the children out. Amen. And on the way out, they come to this big sea. Amen. The waters were closed in.
Yeah.
Amen. And God said, Moses, hold your staff up. Amen. And I'll do the rest. And I remember the waters parted.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says they walked on dry land.
Right.
And I do remember when it says dry, I believe there wasn't a stitch of water on the ground. I believe it was dry as the floor we're standing on now. Amen.
Right.
But the children of Israel, even though they walked through, they still complained.
Yeah.
They looked back and the water swallowed up their enemies. Amen. They continued on. God provided manna for the children of Israel. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Amen. God provided water for them.
Yeah.
When they were thirsty, God delivered them out of Egypt. Amen. But yet they still complained.
Yeah.
They forgot just what God did for them.
Amen.
But they wanted more.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm going to read just one more verse here. Oh boy. Amen. How many of y'all remember what God did for you?
Amen.
How many of y'all are not going to forget what God did for you?
Amen.
I didn't get a lot of response out of that, so I hope I didn't make anybody mad tonight. But you know, as I always heard growing up from a very famous preacher of mine that I've known for years, I've known all my life. My dad always said, if it needs moving on up, you need to move on up. Amen. Amen. Don't let Caleb stop you on the way there. Amen. The book of Romans chapter 5. Amen. Chapter 5, verse 8. I've got one verse here. Whew, boy, I love this. The Bible says in verse chapter 5, verse 8, but God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
I remember and I'll never forget the sacrifice that was made a long time ago for me. Amen. Church, we got men and women today overseas right now this very second dying for us. Amen. We've got men and women in uniform right now overseas fighting a battle that we're not having to fight because of their bravery. Amen.
Right.
They're laying down their lives for us.
Right.
Amen. But there was a battlefield a long time ago. Amen. On Mount Calvary. Amen. Where a battle was fought.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The battle was won. Amen. When Jesus died on the cross for us. Amen. I remember. Amen. I'll never forget what He did for me. Amen. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I remember that. Amen. Jesus said in one of His last words, He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Right.
Amen. All because Christ died.
Amen.
God gave His Son for you. You need to remember that. Don't forget.
Right.
Amen. How far God's brought you here. Amen. All that sin that you had stacked up in your life.
Yeah.
All the tunnels that you thought there was no light there at the end. All the hope that you thought was gone. Amen. God showed you a light.
Amen.
God gave you hope.
Amen.
Amen. God healed you when you were sick. Amen. God gave you strength to get up and do your job. Amen. God gave you a house to live in.
Right.
God gave you a car to drive. You need to remember that and never forget it. Because it fought a long, long time ago. And when Jesus died on the cross for you. Amen. While we were yet sinners, God gave His Son to die for us.
Amen.
Boy, did we deserve that? Boy, no, we didn't. We didn't deserve Christ dying for us. We didn't deserve seeing a man that didn't have a clue at that time who we were.
Right.
But you know what? Amen. God knew us. Amen.
Yeah.
He knew our name before we was even born.
Right.
They sung a song this morning. Amen. He knows my name.
Yeah.
Amen. Every step that I take, every walk that I make, amen, He knows my name.
Right.
Amen. The Bible says the hairs are numbered on your head.
Yeah.
He knows the numbers of the grains of sand on the beach. Amen. Amen, church.
Yeah.
Amen. Never. Amen. Forget what God's done for you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Amen. I can't help but think about the children of Israel. Amen. Yet, God brought them so far, they still complain.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to say this, and I'll come to close here in a second. I've said this many times, supposedly, amen, the story of the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, amen, out there. People say, well, Caleb, homosexuality was the main reason they were destroyed. No, I mean, that was one of the reasons. That wasn't the main reason. Amen, there's plenty of factors of sin why that city was destroyed.
Yeah.
Amen, the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
But what I heard, now whether it's true or not, I don't know. But they say if you go out there, amen, there's a sign that says, amen, it says, this is where we think Sodom and Gomorrah was.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that tells me? If that's true, you know what that tells me? God wiped that city clean.
Right,
he wiped that ground clean to where nobody knows what's going on there anymore.
Right.
Amen. Church, there's nothing there. Amen. Anymore because God showed His wrath. Amen. Noah, amen, when he built the ark and the floods came, amen, the floods wiped out the whole earth. He started over again. Amen. All the people sinning, that's why they had to do it. He said it repented him, amen, to even make men. Amen. Amen. He repented of that.
Amen.
He had to start back over.
Yeah.
That told me that them people there, amen, forgot all that God did for them and everything that He created. Amen. They forgot.
Amen.
Amen. Lot's wife looked back to that city when it was being destroyed. Amen. Turned to a pillar of salt. As she was so attached to the things that were in that city.
Yeah.
As she was so attached to the people that was in it. As she was so attached to the buildings that were in there.
Yeah.
And then she forgot, amen, what the reason they were leaving for.
Yeah.
She forgot that God was trying to get them out of a bad situation.
Yeah.
Amen, she forgot.
Yeah.
But Lot moved on, amen. Lot moved on, Lot's wife turned to a pillar of salt. Church, I'm asking you today, never forget what God did for you.
Amen.
If you're going through a time in your life right now, amen, just remember this song, Didn't I Walk on the Water? Amen. Did Jesus walk on the water? Amen.
Amen.
Didn't He calm the raging seas?
Yeah.
Amen. Where you were sick, wasn't He there to heal you?
Right.
Amen. Where you were tired and body, you didn't feel like going another mile, didn't He there to pick you up and push you along life's way?
Yep.
Amen. Church, when you had family that was lost in sin, you thought there was no way in this world they'd get saved? Didn't He lead them to Christ?
Amen.
Amen. Didn't He do all these things for you? So what makes you think this trial that you're facing now, amen, is another hill? It's just a little mole hill. Amen. The eyes of God today. God can move mountains. Amen.
Amen.
All He has to say is be thou removed.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
They're gone. Amen. Amen. If we have faith that can move mountains. Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible says faith is the grain of a mustard seed.
Amen.
Amen. Church, I believe today, amen, that there's not a mountain high enough for you.
Yeah.
Amen. There's not a trial tough enough for you. Amen. There's not a valley deep enough for you. Amen. God is there to see you through it. Amen.
Yeah.
I always heard if He brings you to it, He'll bring you through it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God tonight.
Right.
I'm going to ask you to stand. Amen. Brother Eric, give me a song, please. Amen, church. I don't know who this message was for. I have no clue. Amen. But I tell you this much. Amen. If you have something in your life, amen, you may say, Caleb, you know what? I have forgotten, amen, just how much God has done for me.
Yeah.
Amen, Caleb, I forgot what God did for me back then. Why am I questioning now? Boy, now's a good time. Amen. A good time to have a little talk with Jesus and make everything all right. Amen. I want to ask you tonight to come. Amen. Come while the water's stirring.
Amen.
Come while the waters are troubled tonight. Amen. Because God's going to help you. Now just remember and don't forget just how powerful my God is tonight.
Amen.
As we sing tonight, I'm going to ask you to come.